Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 3:01 on the West Coast and it's about 6:01 on the East Coast. So glad that you are joining us, whether it's around the world, in the chat room, or either on the phone. We're so glad that you are here. Well, we have got a busy time today on the show. We've got a lot of information to pass on to you. So let's begin. The first thing is happy birthday, all you Leo folks. God bless you. I hope that you've had a wonderful or going to have a wonderful birthday and be blessed. Now, be sure to write this down. The full moon is the 7th. And also on the 7th of August is the lunar eclipse. I'm sorry, I wrote it down on my page as a total solar eclipse, but it's actually the lunar eclipse on the 7th, and the total solar eclipse is August the 21st. But anyway, getting back, so the full moon is August 7th, the new moon is August the 21st, that's 8:21. The lunar eclipse is August 7th, and the total lunar eclipse is August 21st. Also, put down Mercury retrograde is also this month. So let me give you a little information. Now, eclipses are dramatic. They're like wild cards in our horoscopes. They are some of the most dramatic tools that the universe uses to get us to pay attention to areas in our life that need to change. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon stands between the sun and the earth, cutting off the light of the sun. This is what we typically think of when we use the word eclipse, when the moon is covering the sun. Now, lunar eclipse occurs when the earth stands between the moon and the sun, as I said, cutting off the sun and the moon. And the moon has no light of its own, so she simply reflects the light of the sun. Here, the moon basically disappears. A lunar eclipse is always a full moon and usually marks endings or culmination of points. Now, also, I want to tell you that the lunar eclipse is in Aquarius. So just to let you know, it's either going to be a monumental reward or it could be misguided chaos, one of the two. Okay, now, getting to the show. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings. Plus, time to time, we're going to have guest psychics, which we have one in the room. What's the frequency? I believe that's Heather. She's in the chat room. The show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator, who's usually there, is Miss Nina, who's also my co-host. She's on vacation, and she will return, y'all, next Sunday on the 13th, I believe. Yep, on the 13th, next Sunday. She took a two-week vacation, and her and Jim have just been traveling through Canada. In fact, I've seen some of her posts where some of the smoke from Vancouver side is all the way to the east. But anyway, she'll be back next Sunday. So in the meantime, we do have What's the Frequency, and I believe that's Heather in the chat room to answer your questions. One question per caller, please. We like to give everyone a chance to ask the question or validate past readings. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change, and that's due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone has a block number of 111, you may be disconnected, so please call with a number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you today that they love you, well, we do. For a more intimate reading, one-on-one contact with me or Nina, or the both of us together, that's up to you, go to our website, www.theessenceofsuccessalloneline.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Or you can send us a message on Facebook.com, and it's the Essence of Success Network. And when you go to the website, I just want to say go to the far right of the page where the menu is and just scroll down to psychic readings. Okay, and let's see, if no one told you they care today, well, we do, and we do pray for all of you. And Nina, when she is here, not today, she sends Ricky healing as well. Darn it, there was something else I wanted to say. Oh, also the August horoscopes are up. That's what I forgot to tell you. The August horoscopes are up, and you can view them. We have a guest reader, horoscope guy. It's the guy from England. So anyway, check those out. Now remember, Mercury retrograde begins August 12th to September 5th. Be sure and write that down. It begins in Leo and it ends in Virgo. So be sure and write that down, August 12th to September 5th. And go in and read your August horoscopes. Okay, I think that's about it. I'll do a couple of quick prayers and then we'll begin. How about that? Okay, well, our souls are now manifesting and providing here and now our commandments and creations to give us our life experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, huge wealth, huge prosperity, immense joy from known and unknown beings, entities, spirits, souls from all dimensions of time and space. Here and now, our souls are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe. Thank you. We are. It is already done. And then this one is a little mantra that I do periodically on the shows, and I'm going to do it again today. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. One more time. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. All right. Well, I think we are ready to begin. I just turn my phone off so you don't hear the noise. And again, thank you. What's the frequency in the chat room? So if you don't want to call on the phone and ask a question, you're more than welcome to go to the chat room. As I said, next Sunday, Miss Nina will be back, and also Sheha, our I can't even think now, Sheha, what she does for us, because she's also a member of the staff. Life coach, intuitive life coach. She also will be back next Sunday. Okay, now, birthdays. You know, Nina always does that, birthdays and anniversaries. And I'm just trying to think right now if I can do it. Let me see. Maybe I can get in there kind of quick. And I'm sorry I didn't put this up beforehand. Please forgive me. Birthdays for August. I know my daughter's, but that's not till the end of the month. So this week we have happy birthday, Robin Neal. Happy birthday, Debbie Teeters. Happy birthday, Deborah Shoemaker Messina. And a lady I used to work with. Happy birthday, Joe Woods. And God bless you and your family. All right. So there's my birthdays. I stay consistent. All right, well, let's begin the show, and thank you, everybody, again, for joining us around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. So our first caller on the show today is area code 856. You're on the air with Linus. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Who's this?
Rosaria.
Hi, Rosaria. Rosaria, is that correct?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I was giving you a new name. Well, good afternoon, Rosemaria. How are you, young lady?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Terrific. Terrific.
What
can I answer for you? Okay.
Whatever you can pick up, that's good. However, either relationship or business. Either one. Whatever's easy.
Well, I can only answer one question. So which is the most important to you right now? What's your priority?
Business now.
Okay. What would you like to know in business?
If that's going to start up soon and I can get going and making money.
Oh, when is your startup going to begin?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, let me go to the angels with that. What's your startup business? And we'll get some dates and where and blah, blah, blah.
A B&B overseas.
Okay.
With your location.
Okay. No. That's fine. I was just looking at one. Hush. In Sedona, Arizona, it was 8 beds at Daphne. But you know what, Rosemarie, I didn't like the feel of the environment. The cost is good. Let me tell you, whoever wants to buy it, I mean, you're buying it cheaply. It's just, you know, your business, like you say, your startup. But you know how you get a feel when you buy in a business?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And, right. Like, you feel good about it or anxious. I didn't feel good about that because I thought, well, man, I'm trying to buy a house in Sedona, but I thought, like you, a B&B, right, and make your money, you know, and stuff.
Right.
And I just, I didn't feel that particular
to,
property. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to
but anyway.
Like, to build it like how the startup, like to reformat,
yeah,
like a new building, you know what I mean?
right. No, I understand. Okay, so a B&B, and you're going to Europe with it? You want to do it in
yep.
Europe?
Yes.
Is there any particular country? Let me tell the angels yep. to concentrate on that.
Italy, south of Italy.
Oh, girl, shut up. Must have been meant for you to call me. I love Italians. That's why I'm saying. I love Italian being two of my best relationships I ever had in my life.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that business with.
Oh,
my buddy.
Country of love. Believe me, the country of love. I cried. When I left after 2 weeks, I was crying when my boyfriend took me to the plane. I didn't want to come back. I said, this is my home. I don't know. Maybe it was a past life thing.
Yeah, I was crying too when I left November.
You did? Oh, I t- tell you, Rosemarie, we need to talk. Forget this on the.
I was crying when I left. I'm like, I was cursing him out.
Oh, yeah. I had such a beautiful time. The only thing that I didn't find out while I was over there, and I don't know if you did, was economics and business structure. I asked a little bit about politics because,
yeah.
I mean, it was vacation, but I wanted to know at that time. So, of course, that's been quite a few years ago. But I didn't, you know, and I asked about education and stuff, but I forgot to ask about business-wise economics, you know, how do they do? So, but I just had a wonderful time. Food,
yeah.
The people, you know how it felt to me? Like I was down south at a family reunion. That's how it felt.
Yeah, it's like family-oriented.
Yeah, they're
like
very family-oriented and very protective of their children, too. I wish we had laws over here in the United States like they do in Italy for messing with a child. Oh, yeah, it wouldn't happen here. It would stop rape, assault, and all this stuff to children. Oh, yeah, if we had the laws Italy had, all that shit would stop. It wouldn't
yeah.
be a child. We wouldn't have to worry about our sons or our daughters. But anyway, such is life.
That's like somebody very protective of me.
Yeah, they the Bambinos? Oh, yeah. You don't mess with a child in Italy. You
yeah.
don't go to court. You know that, don't you, if you were over there? Because I asked. It don't go to
yeah.
court. They just find your ass dead somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's what this one is, too. It's like you don't want to mess with that one.
Yeah.
Meaning
okay.
very protective.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me go to my angels and ask. Okay, angels. Okay, they're telling me right now, summertime in the summer. Milan. What's Milan? M-I-L-A-N.
Oh, Milano. That's up north of me.
Yeah. Oh, Milan. Yes. Summertime. There's a man that's going to go into business with you. He'll be your front guy, they're telling me. So
yeah,
I guess he gets the business, your partners, but
right.
he has to get the business in his name, I guess, because he's a resident, citizen, whatever. But you're partners. You are partners. And believe it or not, this guy, they're showing me right now, he's between the age of 45 and 48. And he's tech savvy. I hope you're writing this down. Luigi, L-U-I-G-I, Luigi. Okay. He's 45 to 48. He's tech savvy. His name is Luigi. Let's see. They said he graduated college over there. Really good. He's really good helping. It looks like, okay. The angels are saying, you're running a business. He just helps on the side of accounting and putting it on the computer, I guess, where you check stuff every day, you know, who's there, your inventory or whatever. So he's more like your technical person for the business and a citizen of Italy, you know, to get your oh, God, Rosemarie, what I want to say, your licenses or permits.
Yeah, I'm a citizen, but he's a citizen and resident, so the only thing I need is the residence.
Yeah. yeah, they're saying summer, but you, yeah. And it's a four-bedroom, but I'm getting four-bedroom, two-bath. Okay, I don't know if you wanted something bigger than that, but the angels are telling me right now it's a four-bedroom, 2.5. Now they're showing me 2.5 baths. And it's like a, oh, God. Angels, tell me the name. We call them apartments over here, but they're not apartments there.
They're like
it's
condos.
Like that.
Yeah,
like condos, but there's a name. I guess they're trying to tell me my brain is not there. Whatever the name is for that, but yeah, but it's a four bedroom, two bed. In other words, it's like two floors. Might be three. You know,
okay.
might be three, but yeah, four bedroom, two bath, and you're just outside the city. The angel said, just outside. In fact, they're telling me right now, your building where your B&B is, they're letting me know so you'll know it's not far from a church. It's like one block from a church. So next time when you go back before the summer to look for this area, you know, to get set up, but a church is one block from this building. So it's in a good neighborhood, good community. But you're just outside of downtown, so the people can still go to tourism and stuff like that, right? Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about my villa.
Villa, that's it. That was the word I couldn't get. That's it, villa.
Yeah, that's
okay,
one's outside. Yeah, the church is more in the city. Yeah, there's not a church around there. Unless if we go about a mile in, 2 miles in, yeah.
No.
That makes sense.
This church. Okay, well, this church is not far from your building.
It's outside.
But it's outside the city. You know, it's like, if from your house, it would take you maybe, 15 or 20 minutes to get downtown? Okay, from your villa, the church is one block away, but the downtown area is only like about 15 minutes, so you're close. They could almost walk it, but it's a little too far. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, your location is great.
Cool.
And what I can see, what the angels are showing me, it's great.
Yeah, you're right on that one. We call that section in the city, Old City, and the church is right in the middle, right block down where I used to be. That's probably where I'm going to
okay.
go. Cool.
Okay. Well, and that's about it. And they said you'll get it at a good cost. Now, how much that is, I don't know, but they just said you will acquire it. That's what the angel's saying. She will acquire it at a good cost. So just remember that in your negotiations. Yeah.
Cool.
So it looks good. So, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be returning to Italy to see you, but I'm headed to Greece. I said the next time I go back, because I want to go to Santorini. I want to see the island with the white buildings. I want to go there.
Cool. And guess what? I'm right across from you where I'm going to have my B&B from Greece.
Oh.
I'm there. It's 2 hours with the little boat thing they do with the little cruise.
Yes, yes. Well, that's my next
stop. You can still come. You can still come.
That's true. Listen, you might be surprised. When I was working, a lady that I work with, she went over there to get her PhD in Italy, or in France. I'm sorry,
right.
In France. But she went down to Italy to the, not the cathedral. What is that? Rome. I'll just say that. She went to Rome. Well, one of the ladies that I work with, too, her and her mother went on vacation to Italy. Who did they see at the Catholic, whatever it is, where you can go in? I can't think of the name. They saw Tina, and they were just screaming and hollering. It was cute. When she came back, she was telling us, because it was like, can you believe this from Washington, and I see you in Italy? With your mom, but you just never know. So it's like, hey, you might see me, Rosemary. So I'm wishing you, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Well, I'm wishing you the very best, Rosemary, and keep in touch with me. Yes,
I'll send you a post for calling. The name of it. No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good. How are you? I spoke with you, maybe 3 weeks ago. During the week, I missed a Sunday show. You remember?
Right, you told me you would call back. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, thank you for calling back. And how can I assist you today, young lady?
Yeah, I'm using my friend's phone with unlimited minutes, so we're working on that. I'd like to know, there are many things.
One question.
I know. And I know you're not a, okay.
Well, ask. Don't say I'm not. Ask, because you don't know.
Okay. I do.
I do a lot of things, so ask. That's okay.
I had a this allergy. It's affecting me, probably other people with the eyes. But then about a couple of weeks ago, I had a breakout, and I guess I went to the emergency care and she said it was hives. And I was just trying to pinpoint it. But about last year, around this time, maybe last spring, there was three spots on top of my left foot, and brown color and small, but then they increased, and within the past month or so, they have, like, you know, melded together. And I've gone to the dermatologist, and we've ruled out, you know, anything fatal or anything like that. I've been, you know, at the school and everything. I've been under a lot of stress and dealing with a bunch of horrible men, you know, who are just giving me grief, you know, the harassment, sexual harassment, and nothing was done. So I don't know if that's just stress or if there's something else going on.
Okay, well, the angels told me right away when you started talking, meds, medication, and food is causing your hives and the breakout. So your medications, I don't know, maybe one of them is not meraging, and the reaction is hives or whatever. One of them, or either if you're adding a vitamin to your medication, maybe that vitamin doesn't go. You may have to, you know, like if you take your meds, I don't know, some people take vitamins first thing in the morning, then they take their meds later. Give yourself an hour break in between before you take your neck. If you take your take your meds first, give it an hour, then take your vitamin. But there's something that's not meraging, it's causing a reaction. Now, the other thing is food, and they're telling me acid. So I don't know. I know like pop, orange juice, tomatoes, anything with high acid, you need to leave it alone.
Okay. Well, it have to be tomatoes because I don't drink a lot of pop. And I'm not taking a vitamin. Okay. The only medication I'm taking is what the nurse practitioner, you know. So, I'll just have to stop it because I had a
Don't stop taking your medicine now. No.
Okay.
Please don't do that. I want you to take your medicine. I just wanted you to take, like, if you take your medicine now, then an hour later, if you're taking some other medicine, then take that. But don't take them all together. You know, Patricia, how some people, they'll take three or four pills, boom, throw them in their mouth, drink the water, and they're done, right? But sometimes all medications can't work together.
Right. Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. And the food is the acidity. So if you eat a lot of tomatoes, back off that. Leave the tomatoes alone for a while. Let your body recover.
I'm going to just do a total cleanse because there was the reason I was prescribed this medication is because I had slight rash and itching on the outside of both my arms and inside my thighs. And, of course, when I started taking the meds, it stopped. So it's the food. Okay, I just have to really go through there and just do an elimination.
Right, and look, anything that's acidy, that's what the angels are telling me, anything that's acidy. And on your foot, they told me it's like a skin cancer because it's your nerves. Your nerves are coming out through the top of your foot. You know, people can get nerve exchange anywhere on your body, arms, leg, face, neck, stomach, wherever. Yours happen to come up on your foot, but it's your nerves.
Okay,
it's not a skin cancer, but it's like it, and it looks like it, and it acts like it, but it's just your nerves. When you calm down, in fact, put like a cold compress on there, and do you have any camphophenique? Do you know what camphophenique is?
I've heard it. What I've been doing, well, the dermatologist prescribed that, but I've been washing it with an African soap and then putting that shea butter on there and, of course, you know, laying hands on myself. But no, I hadn't used any camphophenique.
Put the camphophenique on there. That will heal that up.
Heal, right away. And I'm doing my
It's going to itch. Well, I'm saying because the angels are showing me that as you use the camphophenique, it's going to start itching, but it's because it's healing that up. Yeah.
Yeah, and the left side is feminine. having to deal with, I mentioned before, this particular situation at the college, and I have until next year. And as I said, you know, long story short, the school is not doing anything. So, and I'm doing the best I can in forgiving, but also forgiving myself and just releasing. Because, see, this is my health. See.
Amen.
I just had it. Because, see, I like to grab them all by the nuts and chop them off. I mean, you know, that's just how, you know, I feel.
Yeah.
But obviously, I can't do that. So,
yes.
Yeah, you know, and of course, you know, and it doesn't seem like, you know, that's they're not, you know, resolving or not, you know, learning their lesson. And it's okay, all right. So yeah, I just gotta do more self care and more self love.
There you go. And don't worry about if people get their comeuppance. You just give it to God. Can't nobody
whoop
your ass like God can. Excuse my language, but just give it to God. I know that's hard because you want to see things transpire and see things happen. But believe me, when you turn it over to God, and I'm not saying I don't believe God said, you know, what is that cliche that people say, let God turn it over or something. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. God never said that. That's man. But when you turn it over, the angels and your guides will work in your behalf. You know, it's like, really? Oh, you wanted to do that to Patricia? Okay, well, Patricia done put up that forgiveness prayer, so we're on the job now.
Right.
Once you forgave them and forgave you, honey, they punched in the clock. The job started. So don't worry. They'll get there. We want things to happen in our time, but we have to let it go. Just let it go. They'll get theirs.
Oh, yes. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So can't put and too much acid.
Yes.
So that acid. Oh,
yes,
boy.
Ma'am.
All right. Well, how have you been?
Oh, I'm fine. I just got to get on. I got more calls waiting.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, anyway.
Thank you, Patricia, for calling. And,
thank you.
Have a wonderful week. Yes, ma'am. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network with Linus, and the phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. That's right. And Heather wants me to tell you, too, just remember, God's time is always the right time, and that's true. He may not come when we want him to, but he's always on time, and that's the truth. Thank you, Heather. Okay, next caller is area code 857. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Gwen. Hi, Lisa. How you doing? How are you, young lady?
Good,
talk to you in a minute.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Fabulous.
I'm telling you. Well, listen, I got some good news. I'm finally going to get my book out now. Yeah, my daughter's going to come over and help me, and I got the people together. So this week, so hopefully next Sunday when I'm on the air, the book will be out that people can buy it. How about that?
Yes.
It's,
good.
It's my book, Prayers
at
11:59. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good.
About time, huh?
Ooh, beautiful. I can't wait.
Yes, ma'am. And I ain't going to charge you $10. Yes.
Girl. Okay. All right.
Well,
this is gonna be
you know,
good.
I know. Well, because of prayers, and then plus, God has blessed me, and you know, $10 a book, make a little money. That's fine. But I ain't trying to gouge anybody, because that's not what it's about. It's about helping.
I hear you.
Right.
I
so
hear
God
you,
will bless me. I may say $10, but God may bless me $20 a book.
Yes.
So.
True. Very true. Oh, I'm happy. Because I was actually going to ask you that when your book was going to come out. So,
yes, ma'am.
This is good. This is very good.
Hopefully next
time
we're on a roll. Yes.
Very good. Well, my question is in regards to my friend, Alan, and I have been, he's been angry and not himself lately, and we haven't really spoken because it seems like whenever he does talk, he's talking out of anger. So I need to know and would like to know what is going on with him.
Yeah, because it's not you. I can tell you right now. Soon as you started talking, the angel said, "Woman," but it's not you, Lisa. It's not you, and I mean, wow. You know what? He needs to walk away, for he do something he don't mean to do. You know what I mean? Like snap. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Snap. Yeah. He enjoys talking to you. It's no problem. But that situation. He's getting more and more each week, angrier and angrier. And, you know, like a cat, once you back them up in that corner, they're going to come out scratching. So male or female, he could snap.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to say this. The next time you talk to him, tell him, why don't you come over and have dinner? Let's just kick back, watch a movie. Relax your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Whether he wants to talk about what's going on or not, but just, you know, relax your mind a little bit. Just chill out.
Yeah.
We can have dinner right here.
Yeah.
Shit, watch something funny. Make you laugh. Make your spirit rise. But
He's been taking a lot of it out on me. And
well, tell him to stop that because it's toxic. It's very toxic there.
Yes.
And the only reason I'm going to tell you the only reason why he's doing that because you're the only person that he can talk to, which is. Sad in a way, because he wants to talk to you, but also he doesn't have anywhere like to let it go, you know, like, you know, so he kind of takes it out on you, and he shouldn't, but he doesn't mean to take it out on you because he's not mad with you. It's just he needs to voice it. He needs to let it go, which God knows.
He needs to say something. He needs to say something because what's coming out of his mouth is having me back up from him.
I know. I can believe that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can believe
that. It's really our friendship is teetering. It really is teetering. You know, because it's like it comes at me, because I see him being nice to everybody else, but his venom comes to me, and it's like I'm just moving back and just like, you know.
Well, you know, another thing, too, you could tell him when you're ready to calm down, you know, and not be toxic towards you, when you're ready to calm down, then give me a call.
Yeah.
And you know, we can have dinner or something, but, you know, you seem to be so caught up in this venom, this poison, that you can't let it go. And you're taking it out on me,
Yeah. But why has he not? What is the hole? What's the grip? Why has he not walked away from this?
Part of it is finances. I think there's some joint finances there.
Are they living together?
The angels are saying yes and no, so let me get a clarity on that. Oh, yes. Yes, they are. That's why the angels told me, snapping, he needs to go. He needs to go. Woo! Now I'm really getting a clear picture. Yeah, he needs to go.
I thought he had roommate.
It's not on
him. Roommate.
This woman is very toxic. You know what? She's like a fifth degree of cancer. She's horrible. She's so unhappy in her life. She's so miserable. Oh, my God in heaven.
I thought he had male roommates.
Back away, Lisa.
He was rooming with some guys.
Okay. No, they've been together. They were trying. It ain't working out. They were trying, and it's not working out. But I want you to back away. This man is close to snapping.
Okay.
Whatever happens, I don't want you to be a part of it, okay?
Okay.
And you're not. You know what I'm saying, Lisa? You're not.
Yeah.
But I want you to back away because something is going to transpire over there. I can feel it, and I can see it. And I don't want nobody coming to you asking you nothing about nothing.
No.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That the police could get involved? All right.
Oh,
so
Lord,
that's why I'm
that
telling
bad?
You, just back away from it, period. Just, I'm not saying delete because, well, who knows later on, but right now, just back away from it because there's some things that's getting ready to transpire, and I don't want anybody asking me nothing or even coming to you about him. Okay.
Because we haven't talked in about a couple of months, really.
Good.
I noticed a shift in him.
Good. Good. Mm-mm. That's good. Let it go. Let it go.
He's
going to have to deal with that. He's going to have to deal with that. He's going to have to stand up and take that yellow stripe off his back and deal with it. But the only problem about it, instead of dealing with it over time, is it should have been communication and understanding. It's now got to a point now where one more word and I'm going to snap like Medea. Say one more thing. One more thing. That's why I don't want you to be a part of it.
I don't understand why he moved in, why they moved in together, because he moved in, he had some male roommates.
I know, well, like I said, he, you know, women, they can, you just use their womanly wiles. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Stay away from
him. And when he calls, you just tell him, when you get your situation straight, bruh, hey, it's all good. But right now, I can't be a part of any of this. And you will know, trust me, because you will call me. You are going to call me back on this show and tell me, you know what, Linus? You were right. Thank you. I'm like, hey, I got to look out for you, sister. I don't want you to be a part of no junk.
He's not going to wind up in jail.
Could.
Oh, God.
He could. Well, you know, some lessons are easy to learn, and sometimes experience is the best teacher. Right?
All right. I got it.
Okay.
Because I knew something was going on because we haven't connected in such a long time. Because whenever he came through the door, I saw like this cloud, this darkness over him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So for us not
red
to
flag.
Even, yeah, yeah. So this is I someone's looking out for me. So yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and I am too.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody is looking out for you. Your angels are, and I am too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Wow, this makes me sad. This really makes me sad.
Yeah, but you know what? Communication. That's why I keep pushing it all the time. Communication. If you don't talk and let somebody know how you feel, then stuff build up, and before you know it, things happen that shouldn't have happened. Things are said that shouldn't have been said.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, so that's why I'm saying, and it's getting to that point in his life. For you, you're fine. Lisa, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're okay. But for him, so that's why I said that yellow stripe, he needs to get that off his back. Stand up. But it's just that you waited so long now till. But anyway, other than
happened,
that, you'll be fine.
Something happened between us Thursday, and I've never seen it like that, where he was like, he basically told me that, you know, I shouldn't trust what he says, and I'm gullible with his word, and which I'm not, and he just, what was coming out of his mouth, I'm like, wow. I was like, wow. So I'm like, okay.
Well, listen to him. He's telling you the truth. Listen to him.
Yeah.
He actually was giving you an out. He was giving you an out. And you should take it.
And I took it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I took it.
Because it could be his way of also protecting you from him.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he would do anything from you, but situations and circumstances.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You know how sometimes people will push you away, even though they can care a hell of a lot about you, but they'll push you away than to see you involved in the mix? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah, very true. Oh, my God. And you see this, is this going to happen before the end of the summer or around
at
fall?
Any time.
Or any time.
Yeah. And don't forget, we're going into an eclipse on the full moon tomorrow. And don't forget, also on the 12th next week, we begin 3 weeks of Mercury retrograde.
All right. It all makes sense. Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I love you.
All right, honey. Love you, too. Love you, too. Many blessings. Tell Brenda I say hey.
I sure will. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Yes, and thank you for calling, Lisa. Thank you. Okay, next caller, area code 916. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is Gwen. Hi, Linus. How you doing?
Fine. Hi, Gwen. Ain't talked to you in a minute. What's going on, young lady?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I can say that much.
All right, then. Hello. Let's give that lady a hand clap, y'all. All right. Raise it on up, sister.
Yes, I did go talk to my doctor, and it was one of the medications that was making me feel real just tired, and they knocked it back down to the way it was from the beginning. So
Amen.
I take Lasix so that, you know, the fluid won't overflow my heart.
Right,
and
I understand.
Well,
keep the fluid down.
But my feet keep swelling up. So they haven't figured out why my feet keep swelling, and I think it's from this heat down here.
Yes.
That's what it is. I'm just so exhausted.
Gwen, mine's did too. I live in Washington. I don't know where you live, but I live in Washington, and right now my ankles and my feet are swollen because they get like that from the heat. That's what the heat does in my body. I'll swell, but my feet, my fingers and my hands are swelled. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they go, and it feels like sometimes I have on tight socks around the ankle. And I said, wait a minute, whoa. My heart, I'm feeling good, but only when my feet swell, I can't even walk.
Well, you know what? Try this. Put your feet up. Put your feet up for a couple of hours and then, you know, walk around the house or whatever. But put your feet up because that's what I do. Even though I'm in the office and, you know, my work and stuff, but I'll go to the couch and just sit there and maybe watch a show, you know, some program for an hour and just put my feet up. That helps to take the pressure and the blood down a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
It won't take
it
all away, but it'll help a little bit.
Yeah. I am so blessed that I'm not as sick as 7 months ago. I couldn't even lift my head up. And until they found out exactly what the problem was, then I started walking again, and I feel a lot better. And I'm like, okay, I'm living with my little baby sister. Wrong spot. We are fighting like cats and dogs. And I said, I appreciate your help, but now you're on me like, come on, I'm trying to find a little spot myself. I don't know Sacramento. I don't know anyone, so give me time. I can't pay you and move at the same time. So give me a month or two so that I can have money to move. But it's like, no. Anything I say, she's ready to rear up and chew me up. And that's my baby sister. And I said, hey, I thought you learned something. I'm going to teach you. I keep my mouth shut, and I pray and try to teach her that, yes, this is your home, but you're not going to talk to me any kind of way, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go as well as you want me to leave. But my question, I had a question. I'm dealing with her.
Okay.
Well, I just been sitting here, and I don't know where I'm going, if anybody's going to be in my life, what to do. I'm just here. And it's frightening me because I never in my whole life been in this kind of situation. I've always knew where I was going, what I was doing, but now it's, now what? What do I do with my life? Do you see anybody that's gonna, I can meet, that can, I can even at least talk to and help me, or I'm alone. I'm not, I have God that I talk to, but that's it.
Is there a community center close by you? Close by you?
I can ask my sister. She knows more about this place than I do.
Okay, because the angels are telling me there's a community center. They said there's a community center. It's not too far from you, and there's just gobs of people for you to meet and do things with, and also they'll even help you. You know, like if there's an event or something you want to go to, they'll come pick you up, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they're saying there's a community center, and what they said is community center for Gwen and gobs of people. So you won't have time to feel depressed or down, and that these people will interact with you, and there's all kind of activities and stuff, and they'll come pick you up, and new friends. Oh, it's just,
that's what I used to.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's just a lot.
Exactly what
just
I
saying
used
gobs,
to do.
Gobs of people.
Wonderful.
So yeah, ask her what community center, and if she don't mind, you know, like on maybe like a Wednesday or a Saturday, because she'll have to take you down, right? And you know where you can go spend a couple hours. She can come back and pick you up, and just kind of. The venue, who the people are that work there, and what do they have going on, and, you know, what can you participate in, or blah, blah, blah. And you'd be surprised. You won't have time to think about Gwen because you'd be so busy with other people doing so much stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And free. We're not talking about costing you money.
Right. Right. That's what I did my whole life almost. Working with seniors, with teenagers, with in-home care. I was so busy until I couldn't remember who I was. But now that I have become sick, you know, now that I've become, and I'm not claiming my illness. I will not do that. I know that I'm ill, but I ain't claiming it.
There you
and
go.
I keep telling the doctor, I'm fine. I know I have to take the medication, but this is not me. I'm not used to just sitting here all alone by myself, don't know anybody. So, yeah, that community center, I used to work in a community center, so I know a lot of things. I used to be the head of the parade, you know, just busy.
Oh, okay, well, that's what the angels are saying. So you're going to go right back to what you used to do, but only it'll be a little bit different. Because this will be good for you. Before, you were always helping people. Now it's a turnaround. Where it's a reverse, where you're going in to do things, but a lot of people will be doing things for you and with you.
Oh, wonderful. I should.
Right. It's almost like, you know what it's like, Gwen? It's like what goes around come around.
Yes.
That's what it's like. It's like, okay, all these years you put in, now it's your turn to receive. But you got to get out there to receive it. So, yeah. So you're back to the community center. But it's a little bit different this time. But like I say, there'll be so many people for you to meet and the things to do till you'll probably forget to call me back. But you will. I mean, you know, it's all good. Yeah. And plus,
yeah,
the angels are telling me that you might find, through the community center and these folks, that you might find somewhere else to live, like a little room or something like that, or a studio.
Okay.
You know, that's affordable for you. Yeah. You know, like synchronicity, you do one thing and then it takes you to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So there you go. Community center. Tell
that's
baby sis take you to the community center. Yep.
Well, down here they have what they call Uber. You put money on a card and they take you wherever you want to go. So I'm signed up for that. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That's where I'll start going because this is not me. 7 months I've been, okay, now Gwen, get up. it's time to get up and do what I want to do.
All right.
I'm not old. I'm just starting off. I'm not old.
Anyway, there you go. So nothing get old but money.
I surely was surprised because I said this morning, I said, I don't want to miss talking to you. And I called later and I said, oh, I'm going to miss talking to her. And I get to talk to you. What
See?
A blessing. Yes.
I'm telling
well,
you, it all works out for the good. I believe that.
Yes.
Everything happens for the good. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it does. Well, and I
yes,
can
ma'am.
Forget being depressed, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Forget about being depressed. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
On
the
it.
Things are going to change for the better.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna try my best to remember. I'm going to put a little note, call you Sunday and let you know what happened.
Yes, please do. Please do. I do want to know, yeah, what the community center has to offer. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Gwen, for calling, and you have a wonderful
All
week.
Right.
And know that I love you, and I'm praying for
All
you.
All right. You too. Take care.
You too. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time is 3:55 on the West Coast, and it's about 6:55 on the East Coast. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and we have a guest psychic in there. What's the frequency? So if you have any questions and you don't want to talk to me on the phone, you can go into the chat room, and she'll be more than glad to answer your question. And thank you, too, for being there, helping out today. I appreciate it. All right, next caller, area code 915. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Well, hi. How are you doing today?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
My name is Marie, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Marie. Thank you for calling. How's your day?
Oh, my day has been good. Went to the beach today, so most of the day.
Oh, wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah.
What can I answer for you today, young lady?
Well, one thing that's been kind of bugging me is I made a commitment because there's something that I want to do, pay something because I want to move. You know, I want to go. I want to leave. And I'm having the moment that I decided to do that, I'm having a hard time getting the finances in order to pay what I need to pay. So so I can go. It's like I'm basically stuck, and the things are coming right around the corner, and there's really no help in sight. So I just want to know.
You don't want to renew your lease, you want to move? Is that what you're saying?
I already did that already. No, I did not renew it. I moved away. I want to leave. I want to go to another place, another country. That's what I'm heading to. But.
Oh, back up, Marie. Okay, so what question are you asking me then? If you've already moved, do you want to go to another country?
Yeah, I'll be going, yes. The thing is that right now I'm committed to tying up some loose ends here financially. So I want to know when would that be done, because that's the only thing basically holding me back here, those financial ends.
Okay, when your financial concerns will be the angels are telling me in 1 year. Your financial concerns will be over with 1 year. That's what the angels are saying. In 6 months there'll be a marked improvement, but in 1 year they're saying you'll be able to breathe or exhale.
Yeah,
I think you understand
yeah.
that better than I do.
Yeah, but I just want to know when I'll be able to finish paying what I need to pay, like right now, you know, how long it's going to take. I hope it doesn't take a year because I can't do that. I can't.
Well, that's what the angels are telling them. They said 6 months you'll see a marked improvement, but in 1 year you'll be able to breathe. So maybe it's going to take that long to pay off those commitments before you can get out of here and go to another country. I don't see any extra money coming in. I don't see any loans. I'm getting a headache on the left-hand side of my head. So I'm not seeing any loans coming in or stuff like that.
No loans. I don't want any loans. No.
They're saying one or two things. The angel said either pay your bills or file bankruptcy. Up to you. One or two things. Pay bills or file bankruptcy. So I'm not looking at your financial existence, but that's what they're saying.
No, it's not really that huge to file bankruptcy, to be honest. It's just very little. It's not really that big, and it's not that much, you know. Yeah. They want to step that in. It's very little, you know. So.
Where are you going? Back to South America or Cuba?
South America.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to do good when you get there.
I know.
I see people around you. There's like a you. And these people you're standing there, and these people are standing there just smiling and laughing and hugging and kissing. They're all so joyful. It's like a big celebration when you get there. But, yeah, I see these people standing around, but they're all happy and laughing and all that. So that's why I'm telling you, the angels are showing me you'll do good when you get there. It's a good thing what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you. I do know that. That's what it is. Well, I'm trying to go, you know, as fast as I can, you know, and, yeah, because they're waiting for me, you know. Yeah, but I just have responsibilities, and I want to take those responsibilities. That's all. I could have just walked away and just go, but I'm not like that, you know. Yeah. So.
Okay. I don't know why I'm getting such a pain on the left side of my head, from the front of my head all the way to the back of my neck. Usually when that happens, I can ask Nina, but of course she's on vacation. But yeah, when you are talking about taking care of your finances, I kept getting a headache would come.
Wow.
When you stop, then a headache would go away. So I guess like the angels say, you said it's not that bad, but they're saying pay your bills because they're not showing me any type of funding through a bank or a loan company to assist you. So it's like you're on your own to pay those amounts off. Or those debts off, excuse me. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. No, I got you. No, I'm not going to go that route anyway with the banks. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. So,
there's an older man in the background that would help you. Is that an uncle or a dad that would send you some money to help you? A dad or an uncle? Because they're showing me, the angels are showing me an older man, and I'm seeing dollar signs. So this man will help you with your, now he'll help you.
Okay.
So if your dad or uncle are still living, you know, you might want to ask them if they can be of some assistance to you, because I see that the angels are saying that they will. They'll help you. They won't pay off your debts, but they will give you some money to help you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. I have to think about that, who it is. Maybe my dad or my uncle, one of them. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, that's what they're showing me. 6 months, like I said, and after that, at a year's time. So I would say a year from now, you shouldn't have any financial difficulties. You should be clear sailing. Should be okay.
Yeah. If it's six months, I can handle that because, like I said, when I get where I'm going back home, you know, I'll be okay. You know, I'll be okay, and I'll be okay when I get there. So.
Okay. Well, they're showing me good stuff, beautiful stuff, beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope. To talk to you before I leave, and I give myself another 6 months. Because last time I talked to you was like 8 months ago. It's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. We'll know that you can get help now. Marie. Know that you can get help, that your family will help you out. So, you know, it's not so dire. So just know that. Who knows? Maybe in 6 months you might be ready to go home, be ready to go, you know?
Yes, I think so. I think it will be. Yeah, I think so. But I think when you say, like, that 1 year, I mean that I'll be okay, like, but not getting out of here, I think it will be sooner than that. Yes, but thanks for the encouragement, though, because I needed to hear that. Like I said, I can just get up and just go, you know, but I'm just not the type of person, you know. I'm just very responsible, you know. So
yeah, well, God bless
yeah.
you for that.
Yes, yeah,
yeah. Well, thank you, Marie, for calling.
Thank
girlfriend,
you.
I'm wishing you the very best, but I know it will happen. So God bless you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful week, young lady.
Yeah, and I'll send you an email, like in 6 months. I'll send you an email before I leave, okay, if I don't catch you on air. I'll send you an email, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling.
Thank you, beautiful.
All right. You're beautiful, too. All right, well, I don't have any more callers. The phone is open. You can call in, or I'll do, look, let me do my Nina thing. You got less than 5 minutes. Oh, Lord, I miss my Nina. Okay, oh, we got a call. Okay. They must have heard me. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome.
I had a question about relationship, whether you saw me getting back together with someone from the past or someone new.
Okay, and what's your name?
Trish.
Okay, Trish. Now, Trish, are you involved with anybody right now? That you're questioning
not.
If... Okay, so you're free and open. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, angels. Who's coming up for Trish? Mix, were you in a mixed relationship, black guy?
No.
A while back? Oh, okay. Wow. That's interesting. Okay. Oh, God, I want to laugh. The angels are telling me this guy is from Wyoming. I'm laughing because who the hell is in Wyoming? Who even knows anybody in Wyoming? Wait a minute. Let me write this down because the angels don't lie when they tell me stuff, so let me not contradict them. Okay, Wyoming. Go ahead, angels. Oh, Trish. This guy was a farmer. He still owns a farm. Cattle. He's a cattle rancher. God, he's got a body. Woo!
Wow.
Angels, why are you showing me this? Oh, my God. This guy has got a body. Yeah, he's a cattle rancher. Yeah, he's not a farmer. He's a rancher. He does cattle. And he does travel a lot. So he lives in Wyoming. Wow. How's he going to meet Trisha? Oh, because he travels. Wow. He's a handsome man, and he looks like he stands maybe about 6'2", Trisha, or 6'3", but he is built. I mean, if that's how cowboys are, I mean, I've seen cowboys, they have nice bodies, but I'm talking about he's a cowboy. Whoa, I don't know if he's lifting beef or what, but this guy... What the angels are showing me, he has got one heck of a body on him.
Well, that's good.
But I guess
that's
you need
good.
To be strong in farming like that, I guess. So, okay. So we got he's Wyoming angels. He's a farmer. Where is Trisha going to meet this guy? Okay, they're saying a festival. Community activity and church. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm just writing down what you say, angels. So what? She can meet him at a festival? Possibly this weekend. This weekend coming up. Ooh. Wow. That's quick. Okay, Trish, I'm going to tell you what they're saying, that you can meet this guy this coming weekend coming up. It's either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. They're not – well, and they said possibly Saturday might be the most important date. This guy will look like a cowboy. So as you're walking around at this festival, look for a guy who's got the cowboy hat on, but you will recognize him. One is because he looks like a cowboy, and two, because of his body, and I described him to you. So you'll see this tall guy with his body. He's single, and to be honest with you, I don't think he's ever been married. He doesn't have any children. He he's really made some good money on cattle ranching. Real good. I think he's a millionaire. Looks like, yep. The angels are telling me he is. He's a millionaire. Yeah, he's made real good money. But for whatever reason, I don't know why, the angel said he's not married. He doesn't have any children. So he's, yeah. Okay, so that's on the festival. What about this community, angels? No. They're saying the guy that you might meet at a community activity, they say he's a slacker. Write this down now. They said the guy that you meet there, if you go to some community function, he's a slacker. At church, if you go with a girlfriend, you might meet somebody in church. But they're saying you go with a girlfriend. You're not attending by yourself. But let's get back to the festival, to this guy, this cowboy guy. They're saying he's 47 years old, and he looks younger. They say he looks like he's 37. He looks 10 years younger than what he is. Has brown hair, head full of hair. Now they're showing me he's got a head full of hair. Blue eyes, kind of a shallow face. They're showing me like oval, kind of narrow, boy, it's something about you, the angels are showing me. I see you meeting this guy, but it's something about you, he just tags you. It's almost like you're the one. You're the one he's been looking for, and you're so bubbly and laughing and that smile that it's just like he found his candy. He found what he was looking for in life in you. Oh, wow. Ooh, angels, this is deep. You are really showing me this couple. He just, wow. I mean, it's like he doesn't grab you like physically. Spiritually and mentally, he just grabs you. It's like, you're the one. I'm not letting you go. You're it. So I'm going to say this, Tricia. Next weekend, or this coming weekend and coming up, when you go out, I want you to walk around this festival. If you're with your girlfriend or a couple of guy friends, whatever, when you see this guy, I want you to be a little intense. And I don't mean overbearing, but, you know, like, okay, how we do women wows, hi, how are you? Be like, ooh, I like that cowboy hat. Where you get them jeans? Go on with it. You know what I mean? Like that. Be a little bit more intense instead of just like, hi, how you doing? Come with it. Because when you do that, you will grab his attention, and that man's going to look you in your eyes, and you as a human being, and it's over with. It's a done deal.
I will let you know.
Yeah. And it's time. It's like this couldn't transpire until now for you to meet him and for him to meet you. Like, why didn't this happen before? Because it wasn't time. Now it is. It's time for you two to come together. Yep. So it will happen. Trisha, you better call me next Sunday because it's going to happen.
I will. And I will give you all the details.
I'm not getting a name, but I described him to you. So I hope you wrote it down. And you know what I mean? As you... when you go out next weekend, look for this guy because it's your husband. He's not just your boyfriend or your mate. He's the man that you're supposed to be with in your life for the rest of your days, and him with you. And like I will tell you this, the angels are saying you don't have to worry about nothing. Okay? Nothing. I told you when the angels were showing me, the guy was a millionaire. So, hey, whatever you've prayed for in your life, young lady, God is getting ready to bless you, and it's because you deserve it. So believe that, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
You're most welcome, young lady, and enjoy your relationship, and God bless you both.
God bless you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, well, let me check in the chat room. It's about 4:15. Okay, were there any questions in the chat room? But y'all got what's the frequency. She can answer your questions. Thank you. I'd like to welcome guest 665. Welcome, Miss Pretty. And, of course, what's the frequency? Always a blessing for you to come in. Thank you so much. Okay, well, I don't have the lines are open, but I don't seem to have anybody else on the line. So I'm going to just reiterate some information, and then I'm going to close the show out. So first off, just a reminder, happy birthday to all the Leo folks. God bless you, and I hope you're having a wonderful birthday July and August. The full moon is August 7th, and remember, tomorrow is also the lunar eclipse. So take all that in bearing, okay? The new moon is August the 21st, and it's also the total solar eclipse. And then don't forget that Mercury retrograde begins on August 12th, which is August 12th is Saturday. Whoa! Begins on Saturday and ends September 5th. Okay. Just to let everybody know. Okay, and I think that's about it. And I don't know anything else. There's no other phone calls. So I think what we're going to do is start the closing of the show. Again, I want to thank everybody from around the world, in the chat room, on the phone. I appreciate you and I love you all. And again, thank you today, Heather, for being in the chat room to help out. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I love you too, and God bless you and your family. And what else? Well, Nina will be with us next Sunday. Yay! So we'll be back in effect at 3 o'clock on Sundays. Free psychic readings. And don't forget to join me on Wednesday for In the Studio and Friday for a traffic jam. All right, have a good one, everybody. And remember, if no one's told you they love you today, I do. Have a good one. Have a good week.